No surprises and nothing definite from the U.S. Federal Reserve, but all indications are the first rate hike since the pandemic began is likely to happen in March. The Fed ended its two-day meeting Wednesday by announcing rates would stay at 0.25% for now, but its statement says with inflation well above 2% and a strong labor market, the committee expects it will soon be appropriate to raise the target range for the federal funds rate. Bankrate analyst Greg McBride says that gives us time to get ready.
Everything from the cost of getting a mortgage to that credit card or home equity line of credit you have, those costs are going to go up. Do you want to plan accordingly, grab those low-rate 0% balance transfer offers now?
The next Fed meeting isn't until mid-March when it expects to fully wind down its bond buying, the other half of its economic stimulus program, but it isn't saying when it will start shrinking its $9 trillion balance sheet or by how much, although it will make one more $30 billion buy in February. Sales of new homes are way up. The Commerce Department reports a nearly 12% surge in December, the most sales since last March, and about 2% more than most predictions. The few homes ready for sale snapped up in no time. However, 14% fewer sales of newly built homes were closed this December compared to December of 2020. Applications to both buy with a mortgage and refinance a current one are down this week thanks to another hike in mortgage rates. The Bankers Association's average for a 30-year fixed is now at 3.72%. That's up 8 basis points in a week and 77 basis points more than this time last year when it was sub 3%. And Intel is celebrating and Europe's antitrust regulator is lamenting a court reversal of the $1.2 billion fine levied against the chip giant in 2009. The EU's top appeals court in Luxembourg called the analysis that led to the fine incomplete, saying it didn't really show what harm Intel's loyalty rebates and incentives did to its competition, primarily Advanced Micro devices. Consumer and Business News, Joe McConnell, NBC News Radio.